Dhamma and Ear Recorded for your beautiful song. Okay, so today's topic is the topic of Isser Davuk. And what's unique about this topic is that it's not restricted to Basar V'Chalav, like we've been doing the entire year. It's actually a klal that spans all Isserim. So we're going to get into a deep analysis of Isser Davuk. Who wants to be Shia for the Shias? Scapegoat? You'll be a scapegoat? Beautiful. Okay, Shia, Lev is going to be our scapegoat for substitute for your absence. Okay, so in general we know that whenever you have Isser and Heter intermingling in a Taroves, the Isser, the content of Isser, when it imparts its glias of Isser into the Heter, has the capacity to be nosing Tam. And Kol Zman, that Tam gives off a discernible taste into the content of Heter, the Heter is Usser Midoraisa based on Tam Ki'ikr. And how do you contend with the Tam? So we know that there's a Musaf Gemara in Sadi Chesem and Aleph brings down Rishu ben Levi Bar Kapara that all Isurim are assessed in terms of their Shir Bittul by a Shir of Shishim. As long as you have 60 units of Heter against your Bliyas of Isser, that will be the cutoff point in which we say that the Tam no longer has a presence of Tam, the Tam doesn't have a discernible taste, and the content of Heter remains mutter. That's called the Shir Bittul of Shishim against the Nesinas Tam. Now, in terms of what content of Heter we use to calculate our Shir Bittul, so the Gemara in Sadi Zion of Abayis brings down that you're allowed to use any contents of Heter that's in the Taroves, whether it's Rotev, Chatichos of Heter, other sediment called Kippa, all the different types of content of Heter in the Taroves is allowed to be used toward your Shir Bittul, whenever you have a standard case of Bishul. Because as we know, as we said many times in the past, Isser, that is nosing Tam into Heter through the standard act of Bishul, permeates the entire content of Heter. No problem. So the simple understanding is that whenever you have a standard case of Bishul, you're allowed to take into account all of the contents of Heter because the Bliyas of Isser are being absorbed by all the contents of Heter. So if you taka have 60 units of Heter against the Isser, it'll remain mutter. But that's all because, this is a very important point, that the Nesinas Tam is permeating all of the contents of Heter. That's what gives you the right to use the content of Heter against your Nesinas Tam of Isser. That being said, the Rishonim have a major kasha on the first Mishnah on Tzayivav on Mabez from the case of Yerech Shizbatzel Nishbatzel Bad Gadenoshe. So the Mishnah in Chulin, Tzayivav on Mabez brings down in the Reisha that if you have a case right over here on the Kedera where you have a Yerech of Heter, a Thai of Heter, and inside of that Thai is the Gidanoshe. They didn't do a Nikur Hagid. And even nowadays, it's not so posh how to do a Nikur Hagid, although Charlap, Teimani, Arab Charlap knows how to do a Nikur Hagid. But they didn't take out the Gidanoshe. So you have a Yerech which has a Gidanoshe attached, physically attached to the Yerech. So the Mishnah says, if you cook this Yerech with its Gidanoshe inside of it, physically attached to it, so the halacha is imyesh ba, is the word of the Mishnah. Imyesh ba, if in this yerech there is a shir shishin against the gidanoshe, no problem, it's mutter. But if it doesn't have a shir shishin, this yerech becomes aser. That's the Gemara, the Mishnah's lashon, imyesh ba of the yerech. Asks Tosos, Antari Golan Bez imyesh ba, and Tosos Arash as well, and all the Rishon were bothered by this. We just finished saying that whenever you have a standard bishul of Isser and Heter, you're allowed to use all the contents of Heter in a taroves against your Isser. So why is the Mishnah specifically saying that you need to assess the Shir Bittul in the Yerech itself against the Gid? Let me use all of the Rotev in the Kedera against the Gid Hanoshe, because after all, this is bishul. Gid Hanoshe, the Isser of Gid Hanoshe, is imparting its Bliyas throughout the Kedera, and it's dispersing evenly in equal distribution to all the contents of Heter. Let me use the Rotev against the Gidanoshe as well. Why is the Mishnah insisting that you need to have Shir Shishim in the Yerech against the Gidanoshe? And just to dramatize the question, if Taka, let's say I only have 50 units of Heter in the Yerech, and I need 10 more units of Rotev, this Yerech will be Aser according to the Mishnah. Because the Gidanoshe is being nosing Tam into the Yerech, it only has 50 units. You can't use the supplement Heter in the Rotev to go against the Gidanoshe. But why is that? It's a standard method of bishul. Whenever you have bishul, the bliyas of tam from the gedusha are permeating the entire tarobes. Why am I not allowed to calculate the shear bittul along with the rotiv? Lev, you hear the kasha? Yitzi? So this is the big kasha of the Rishonim. And the Rishonim give two diametrically opposed answers to the question, two different mahalachim in the Rishonim. The first mahalach is not really a different mahalach, it's just a foil for the second mahalach, which is he's not holding of the second teretz. So the first answer is given by Tosos. Tosos agrees to the basic premise of the question. Enochanami, you should be able to use rotiv against the Gidon Asha along with the Yarech, because in a standard method of Bishul, the Bliyas of Isra, the Gidon Asha, is permeating the entire pot. So the Mishnah doesn't say that. No problem. Will be matche, the Lashon of the Mishnah. It's lav dafka. It doesn't mean im yesh ba in the Yarech alone. It means im yesh ba al yidei, dehainu al yidei, the rotiv in addition. He lav dafka is the Gemara, lav dafka is the Mishnah, and indeed there's even Gersaos that say yesh bahen, which makes it even better because it doesn't just mean the Yarech, it means even the rotiv. And the bottom line that we're coming out with, Mugach Mavur and Tosos, is that this kasha is a good kasha. And Enochanami, we agree with the kasha. You should be able to use the rotiv along with the Yarech against the Gidon Asha. There's nothing and anything significant about the fact that this is attached to the Yarech. It doesn't make a difference. Shir Shishim can be assessed based on all of the Heter, and the Mishnah is Lav Dafka. That is Mahalach 1, Teretz number 1 of Tosfos, which is not, obviously, we can't do anything with it until we see Teretz number 2. Because Teretz number 2 is not going to save us. Teretz number 2 is Talmidei Rashi. If you want, after Shir, I can explain to you why it's Talmidei Rashi B'dafka, but it's going to be a long deal to explain that, so I'm not going to go there. The Talmidei Rashi, quoted by Tosfos Arash, says, no. This Mishnah is teaching us a new Chiddush. A new Chiddush of the Sinas Tam. That whenever you have an Isser that is physically attached to Heter, like in this case, the Gidon Asha to the Yarech, we apply a new principle, Mechadish, a new principle called Isser Davuk. Whenever you have Isser, which is Davuk, attached, Dveikus in Chassidish, Davuk to the Heter, you now have to assess the Shear Bittel in the attached content of Heter, not with the other content of Heter in your pot. This is the new chiddush of this Mishnah. That's the Rumi Chadish, Isser Davuk. This is the principle of Isser Davuk, and therefore the Talmidei Rashi say that in this case, the Gidon Asha needs a Shear Bittel in the Yerech, specifically against the Gidon Asha. And if you have Shishim Shkoyach, but if you don't, the Gidon Asha will be nosing Tam into the Yerech, Aser it. And now step two, another Chumrah, these Talmidei Rashi say, if you hold of the principle of Hanan, Bishari, Surim, guess what? This Yarech now will also become intrinsically Aser, and when you now continue to cook it with the rest of the pot, the rotiv is going to need 60 against everything, not just the Gidon Asha, but even the Yarech. But all of that is predicated on the fact that there's a new principle called Isser Davuk, that we first have to isolate the Gidon Asha with the Yarech of Heter. You need Shishim in the Heter, in the Yarech itself. If you don't, then not only does the Yarech become Aser, but it chanans it, lefi the man da'amar chanam b'shari surim, not Rabbeinu Ephraim, but lefi that man da'amar Rabbeinu Tam, chanam b'shari surim, and now the rotiv needs 60 against the entire Yarech based on chanan b'shari surim. This is the principle of Isser Davuk, and the chumrah that comes out of it, the ramification, if you hold the chanan b'shari surim. This is the setup of the sugya. And what we have to do is to be mazbir this machokis. Because it's mukach umevur from the first shita, from Tosos, and the read that's quoted in Tosos, that they're not holding of this Isser Davuk, because they would have simply given this answer. They lav dafka the Gemara, and they actually say that you can use the rotiv against the Gidon Asha. So we have a machokis rishonim right now between Tosos and the Tosos Rush as to whether or not, the Talmidei Rashi and the Tosos Rush, as to whether we hold of this new principle of Isser Davuk. Okay, any questions before we take a little bit of a deeper dive? Zaloch? No. Ekmari?
I didn't see this in the Bir Grah.
Oh, so the Bir Grah, very good. The Bir Grah said, thanks for reminding me, the Bir Grah says the Makor for Shitas Rashi, and we pass it like this in the Ramah brings this down, is this Mishnah. This Mishnah is the Makor for Isser Davuk. The Grah is just pointing out that the Makor for the Halacha of Isser Davuk is based on this Mishnah, Lefi Shita number 2, who says that you need 60 in the Yerech itself because it's physically attached. Now, in order to be Masvir this Machlokas, we need to understand the underlying mechanics of Isser Davuk. Once we chap and refine our understanding of why by Isser Davuk, on what basis are we saying you need a Shir Bitul Yerech against the Gila Nasha just because it's physically attached, it's a standard bishul. What makes it that we need Shir Bitul Yerech? Then we'll be able to swing it back to Tosos and the Re and explain why they're rejecting this underlying mechanics of Shita number 2. So there are two Pshatim, two Tamim, two Biulim that are given under the principle of Isser Davuk. If you look at the Mar Makomos, we have the Smak, Isser Beheter, is one beer, and then we have the Lavush, Yad Yehuda, and the Shach also mentions this as beer number 2. Beer number 1 is as follows. The reason why by Isser Davuk, when something is physically attached, the Isser is attached to the Heter, you need Shir Shishim in the Heter against the Isser, is predicated on a Chashash. A Chashash. Chazal were Choshesh, that Shema, Pam Achas, this joined entity of Gid and Asher and Yerech, may find itself outside of the Tarobas. How would that happen? So the Isser Heter explains, either when you're pouring out this pot, this Yerech of Gid and Asher will end up at the bottom of the pot by itself with no other rotive in it because you're pouring it all out. So this Yerech of Gid and Asher remains below the bottom of the pot. Or, for some reason, incidentally, accidentally, a person may have taken the Yerech and the Gid and Asher together because they're attached in a spoon, and while it's still Rosachas, and now the Yerech and the Gid and Asher can now impart its plea as an asterisk, and you don't have the luxury of using the rest of the rotive in either one of these two situations because you have isolated the Yerech and the Gid and Asher from the rest of the pot. Now, this is only going to be by something that's physically attached to one another because since it's physically attached, it'll always stay together. So if you're pouring it out, you may be left with just the Yerech and the Gid and Asher, which is attached together. Or if you take it out with a spoon, you may be left with the Yerech and the Gid and Asher together. And if it's Rosachas, it may aser one another. So based on a chashash that maybe at one point in time, this event may take place, that the Yerech and the Gid and Asher may be isolated from the rest of the Tarobes, we always require a Shir Shishim in the Yerech itself. Because we're not sure. We have a chashash that maybe at one point in time it was left isolated from the rest of the rotave. And that's why, in general, even when it's in the rotave, we don't allow you to use the rotave against the Gid and Asher. Because who knows? Maybe at one point in time it'll be left on its own. This is Mahalach, we call beer number 1 in Isser Davuk, presented by the Smak and the Isser Vahetar. Chashash Durabana. Keep that in mind. Beer number 2 comes along the Shach and the Lavush and the Yad Yehuda and say no. The principle of Isser Davuk is predicated on a Svara de la Raisa. Smuchach HaMavur, the Svara de la Raisa, and it's a Svara for how the process of Nesinas Tam operates. And this is what they say, that whenever you have an item of Isser that is attached to content of Heter, there is a Svara to say that the way in which the Bliyas of Isser are Nosing Tam into this Tarobes is that it will mimaher livloa, it'll give a greater concentration of tam to that which is immediately in proximity to it and attached to it. Because the Gid and Asher is attached physically to the Yerech, when it's giving off its bliyas, the initial point of contact of that Nesinas tam is going to be in the immediate proximity of Heter that is attached to it. It has an affinity to that which is right next to it, and since it's physically attached, the Nesinas Tam of Isser will directly hit the Yerech first, initially, with a greater concentration, and therefore, you're not allowed to use the rest of the rotiv towards your Shir Bittul against the Gid and Asher, because although, while it's true that ultimately, after the cooking process is done, it will disperse throughout everything, but since at the first initial gust of the Nesinas Tam, there was a Nesinas Tam directly into the Yerech, there is a svar to say that there was a Mimaher Livloa, that it was Mimaher, it increased its concentration of Tam into the Heter, which is attached to the Isser, before getting to the eventual rotave and dispersing evenly throughout the Tarobas. So really right now, at the end of the day, when the cooking is done, you don't taste anything because it's all batel. You do have Shir Shishim in the rotave. But because in an initial phase, there was an initial stage of the Nesinas Tam into the attached Heter, we have to assess that Shir Bittul separately. It has to be isolated and you need 60 in the heter of the Yerech, keneged the Gidanasha, and you can't take into account the Rotiv. These are the two basic pshatim and why we hold to the principle of Isser Dabak. Yes.
First one again.
The first one is based on the chashash that maybe Shema Pam Achas, this Yerech and Gidanasha will find itself outside of the Rotiv. Either when you pour it out, it'll be left in the bottom, or you somehow took it out with a ladle, and because it's physically attached, the Gidanasha and Heter went along with it. So this Heter is compromised. You're not going to be able to use the Rotiv because it's outside of the Tarobas. It's a chashash, just a chashash, a gzera.
The Yerech will be outside the Rotiv, so it'll be its own thing, and the Gidanasha will be somewhere else.
No. The Gidanasha is physically attached to the Yerech. You took out the Yerech with the Gidanasha. It's physically attached.
They're physically attached.
No, because they're attached, that's why they will be together outside.
Right, and if they'll be outside,
it's Rosachas, and assuming it's Rosachas, it's right. Still hot, they will answer one another, and you can't use the Rotiv because the Rotiv is not around. So when you put it back into the Tarovus, you have Yerech, which became Aser already, and with Chanam and Shari Surim, it became Chanan. So we always need 60 in the Yerech if you want to prevent the Yerech from becoming
Aser.
Chashash midrabanan. Yeah.
But it seems the Isser is still there even after the Bittel happened first. Right? I mean, what happens is it goes in the pot. There is Bittel on the thing, but you have rotated against the piece.
No, but there's a chashash, and maybe at one point before it was put into the pot, it was either outside the pot, Rosachas, or the leftover at the bottom.
Before one of the pot was already hot?
No, either before it was cooked, cooked it, and now in the midst of the cooking, you took it out, and now it ostered it. So you can't tell me that you can use a rotate because maybe the Yerech and the Ganesha were separate, isolated from the rest of the rotate during the cooking process.
So you have bits already happened, so the Ganesha was neutralized, no? Meaning, it was in the pot when it got hot. It got hot in the pot, great.
But maybe at one point in time, during the cooking process, before all the bli is dispersed evenly, before that happened, you took out the Yerech. And now it has its own measurement of tarovas between the Yerech and the Gidanasha.
But in that process of getting hot, wasn't the Gidanasha neutralized prior to that?
No. You need a full blias to transfer. It takes time for blias to completely disperse evenly. It doesn't take a split second.
And the Bittel just suppresses it. When it comes out of water.
Okay, that's another.
That's what I'm asking.
If it's in the pot, and then you have the rotate, then it already is in the pot.
But
then once you take it out, now it could cause problems again when it's
longer. That's also true. I don't want to limit it to suppression. But, okay, let's hop it out afterwards. I have to break down your question exactly where your question lies. But let's keep going, and then we'll do it afterwards. So, again, we have Tosos holding, there's no Musag of Isser Davuk, Tosos Rush, Hamid Rashi, introducing a new principle called Isser Davuk. Within Talmid Rashi, we have two pshatim, either Shema Pam Achas Osarotu, like Metzer said, Chashash Terabanan, or a Svar Daraisa of Memaher Livloa. So it's Mukach Umevur, that Tosfos, who had to be Matzke, the Lashon of the Mishnah, is obviously not holding of these two Mahalchim, these two Biurim, in Isser Davuk, because he's rejecting Isser Davuk. So in terms of the first one, of the Chashash, of maybe it'll be found outside the Rotev, that's a localized shaila. Tosfos is not mechuyev to say that we are choshish for such a reyes to take place. Whereas Talmid Rashi, you're being mechadish a chashash derabanan. That's not a point of contention that needs hesber. That's just a shaila. To what extent Chazal were choshish for a reyes to take place in this tarovis? That's such that the Yerech and the Gidanasha will be found isolated from the tarovis. Okay, that's just a point of contention about how far we're choshish. But what about shot number two, the Levush Yad Yehuda? It sounds like a very compelling svara that whenever you have something that's physically attached to the heter, Isser is the maher livloa to that which it's attached to first. It gives a greater concentration in the sinas tam, and you shouldn't be able to use the rotiv. So on what basis is Tosfos rejecting this very compelling svara daraisa of maher livloa, we'll call it? What's Tosfos, what's that shaila? So let's analyze that nekuda. If you think about it, what the Talmidei Rashi are saying is a very big chiddush. They're saying a chiddush for how we assess the process of Nesinas Tam. Because at the end of the day, even Talmidei Rashi are maskim that by an Isser Davuk situation, the Isser Bliyas that are being imparted by the Gidanasha are going to eventually disperse throughout the contents of the Tarogas. It's going to be cooking, and everything's going to be dispersed evenly at the end. It's just that they're saying that the first initial Nesinas Tam is going to be Memaher Livloa into the Yerech, the attached Heter first. But ultimately, it's going to become Batal. So they're being Mechadish, a new Chiddush in how to assess Nesinas Tam. where this, the Talmid and Rashi are saying, that we assess the process of the Sinas Tam based on a sequential effusion of Tam. Infusion of Tam is based on a sequential assessment. We assess each Nesinas Tam, and if there is a reason to assume that a heter, a content of heter, has a higher degree of absorption of Tam before anything else, that sequence of Tam is significant in Halacha. And so Talmid and Rashi are being mechadish that the process of Nesinas Tam involves a sequential infusion of Tam into a Tarubis. Even though ultimately it'll be dispersed evenly, but because in sequence there is a greater reason to assume that it'll be Memaher Livloa into the Heter, we take that sequential sequence, that step, into account, and we treat that as an isolated Tarovis. So since in sequence the Yerech, the Gidon Asher, is going to be Memaher Livloa into the Yerech, this sequence is viewed as a sequential effusion of Tam, and even though ultimately it will become Batel in the Rotev, if it doesn't matter, we take Nesinas Tam in sequence. Step one sequence has a greater Nesinas Tam into the Yerech, so that has to have Shir Shishim. And if you don't, then the Yerech becomes Aser. But the Chiddush of the Talmid de Rashi is that the infusion of Tam into a Tarovas is assessed sequentially. So what is the Tosfos who reject this far going to say, is that we don't assess the infusion of Tam based on a sequential of infusion, a sequential assessment, but rather we assess the process of the Sinas Tam based on the projected infusion of Tam. The projected infusion of Tam from the Isser into the Tarovas is going to ultimately disperse evenly throughout the Tarovas. So maybe it's true that in Svara there's going to be Memaher Livloa to the first attached content of Heter. But who says that we assess the Sinas Tam in steps? The Sinas Tam is assessed based on the projected infusion of Tam. And since in projection, this Tam of Gira Nashe is going to ultimately disperse throughout the Rotev, of course I have a right to take into account the Rotev against the Gira Nashe. I don't have to isolate the first step of the Yerech to the Gira Nashe, because Nesinas Tam is a process. It's a long, projected process. When the dust settles, that's when we assess which the Shir Bittel we can use. Masha Enkin, Talmid Rashi are being Mechadish, that the way we assess the Sinas Tam is based on a sequential analysis, a sequential step-by-step interaction of Isser and Heter. Let me do one small step, and then you can both ask your questions. And Hekmani, I want to hear a question from you. So I'm like, yeah, you're good so far? Okay. Just to reframe this Chakira in formulation terms, I'm only saying this because Rav Parnas would be proud of me if I said this, so I'm saying it, but just I want to just reframe it for 1 second. That if you think about it, you can frame it as follows. Now, the Fida Talmid de Rashi, the way we assess the process of the Sinas Tam is based on the Oser and the Nesar, the interaction of the Oser and the Nesar. And if at any juncture you have a Nesar which is more readily susceptible to Bliyas, then we have to assess the Bliyas kefi the Oser and the Nesar. So the Gidon Asher and the Yerech is an Oser and Nesar. It has an added reason for why we would be Memaher Livloa into the Yerech. So we assess the Oser and the Nesar. That's one interaction. And then again, in the Rotev, we assess it again, a second interaction of Oser and Nesar. Masha Enkin, if you reject the principle of Isser Davuk, we don't assess the Bliyas of Isser to Sinas Tam based on Oser and Nesar, but rather a Dover HaMisariv to a Dover HaMisariv. A Dover HaMisariv to a Dover HaNisariv. A Dover that becomes mixed into a Tarovis versus the thing that is absorbing that Isser in a Tarovas. It's not a question of Isser and Heter, but it's a question of the item that is being mixed with the mixture. So if you assess it based on Hadavar HaMe'arev with the Davar HaNis'arev, then this Gidon Asher is viewed as that which is being mixed into the Tarovas, and we take into account whatever it's being mixed into. It's not just being mixed into the Yerech, it's being mixed into the Rotev as well. That's just a little pet peeve. You don't have to follow that second layer if you don't want to. First layer is the main Hesber. Chakira, do we assess the process of Nesinas Tam based on a sequential infusion of Tam? That's the Talmid Rashi, that's Isser Davuk. Whereas Tosos, who rejects Isser Davuk, says we assess process of Nesinas Tam based on the projected infusion of Tam. And since ultimately it will disperse immediately, we don't say that we go by step, we take into account all the content of Heter against the Gidon Asher. Yes.
Good.
Lukens. You had a question. You raised your hand before.
No, I stretch.
Stretch. Okay. Stretching is important. Yes, Crane.
Technical question. According to Rashi, then does it matter where the Ganesha is? Meaning, there's like two options. Option one is the Ganesha is like sheltered inside of the Yarmouth.
No, so slow down. We have another half to the board. We have to keep moving. Gilad, where are you? You good? Yosef, you had a question. You want to ask? You want to?
I missed the detail before. Why do we keep on doing it? Is from the Git going to the Yarach going to the Rotev? Why can't the Rotev go into the Yarach to meet the Git?
One more time.
The town of the Rotev is also going into the Yarach at the same time that the town of the Git is going.
Yeah, we're assessing the Nesina's time of Isser.
Right
now the Rotev. What's that? I just want to make sure this is clear because it's gonna get a little bit of a nuance soon. There's a blue line around this Git and Usher. There's a Yarach around the Git and Usher.
Mm.
The Git and Usher is not sum up to the Rotev yet.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure that's clear.
No, I'm talking about the Gid being sum up to the Rotev. The Yarach itself is sum up to the Rotev.
Yeah, but we're assessing the Nesina's time of the Gid. So where is the Nesina's time of the Gid going?
He's
going to Yarach.
But the Rotev is also going to the Yarach at the same time.
Yeah, but we're assessing the Isser klapei the Hector. The Isser klapei the Hector is going to first hit the Yarach before the Rotev, which I don't know how you want to do it. You want to go from the bottom up. However, it's going to reach the Gid and Asher. The Gid and Asher is now immediate contact is with the Yarach Shel Hector. The Rotev is, yes, it's true, it's going to come into the Yarach, but you see why there's a disconnect between the Rotev over here and the Gid and Usher that's going directly into the Yarach. That's more proximate, that's more immediate. Okay, let's.
Isn't the question that they all become one entity? Meaning, you have like 1 second with everything touched, it gets hot, so then they all kind of touch each other.
No, that's it. There's a process of the Sinus time. Let's see some more cases. You're going to see this is not going to be, you'll see. Let's develop a little bit more. Okay? So we have Tosos, we showed him from Shita number one. Who reject Isser Davuk. We have Tamid Rashi who holds of Isser Davuk. Within Shitas Rashi, we have two Pshatim in Isser Davuk. Whether it means Shema Chashash Derabanan, then maybe it'll be Pam Achas Chutzla Rotev, or Asvar Daraisa of Mimaher Livloa. So now let's work with Isser Davuk now. We'll leave Tosfos on the side, we gave a Hesber. Now we're going to work with the Shita of Isser Davuk. What are the Nafka Minas between these two explanations for whether or not we say Isser Davuk's explanation, the underlying mechanics of the Davuk is based on a chashash derabanan of Shema Pam Achas Chutz LaRotev, or based on a svara daraisa of Memahar Livloa. Are there any nafkaminas between the two? So there are four nafkaminas. We'll try to get through at least three, and the fourth one is actually a lot of fun, but let's get through the first three and see how that works. So we're going to give two nafkaminas, which are going to be opposing nafkaminas, because it's going to be a chumra and a kula from opposite extremes, as we will see. So nafkamina number one is a very standard nafkamina. The nafkamina of the Prima Gadim and the Chavetz Das and the Siman Tzadi Beis. What if we're dealing with an Isser, which is an Isser Derabanan? Standard nafkamina. Whenever you have a nafkamina, you always go to Derabanan Deraisas first. So what if you had an Isser Derabanan? Let's say Bishal Akum, Cholav Akum, something that is an Isser Derabanan, or Arla Chutz La'aretz. How do we assess the halacha of Isser Davuk if you have something that's attached, but which is an Isser Derabanan? So, Chavetz Das and the Prima Gadim both said, this should be Tali on our two Pshatim. If you hold that the underlying mechanics of Isser Davuk is that we have a Chashash, Shema, Pam Achas, you find it Chutz LaRotev, so that's a Chashash, that's a Suffolk. If we're dealing with an Isser Deraisa, so Suffolk Deraisa L'Chumna. But if we're dealing with an Isser Derabanan, so Suffolk Derabanan Lakula, you would have a right to say that this Chashash, this Suffolk of Shema Pam Achas Chutz LaRotev, would not be applicable to an Isser Derabanan because it's a Suffolk Derabanan Lakula. We don't know that there was such a Reyesa that it was found outside the Tarovis or found in the bottom of the Tarovis. So Suffolk Derabanan Lakula. However, if you hold that the underlying mechanics of Isser Davuk is a Svara of Mimaher Livloa, that the blias of Isser will immediately go to the first point of contact which it is attached to, so it should come out that should be no ma'aliv it's a derabanan, ma'aliv it's a deraisa. There's no nafkamina. It's a svara. There's a svara that blias travel to that which is immediately next to it and attached to it than that which it's not. So whether it's Isser derabanan, whether it's Isser deraisa, we would still apply that svara. So if you work with Shema Pam Achas, we have a kula by Isser derabanan, and if you work with Mimar Livloa, you have a chumra by Isser Derabanan. That was nafkamina number one, very straightforward. Kula chumra. Okay? Now let's do the second nafkamina. Lukens, you had a question, I'm sorry.
So we're saying that the reason of Shem Hamachas, that it is, we're saying that there is this suffix that exists.
Yeah, it's a suffix. Shema is a suffix. So by Isser Derabanan, it's the kula. Yeah, Kamadi? Okay. Here comes nafkamin number two. Nafkamin number two is, what if we're dealing with an Isser Davuk, which we refer to as Eino Davuk Betolda, Betolada. The classic standard situation of Isser Davuk, of the Yerech and Gidon Asher, is where from its inception, the Yerech is physically attached to the Gidon Asher. But what if I can find you a case where the Isser is Davuk, but not physically attached to the Heter, it's just within the content of Heter. The two examples the Taz gives is, what if you have a rosh of a dog, the head of a fish, and inside that head of a fish is a sheretz. There's an opening in the dog, but there's a sheretz that is inside the head of the fish. Or, for example, says the Taz, what if you have a worm, a tola'as, that is, that was for you, a tola'as that is embedded in a apple, a tapuach. So, in these cases, would we apply the principle of Isser Davuk or not? Lev, go. If you go with the first side, what would you say? Okay, I'm sorry, yeah. For anybody.
If you go with the first side, that it's a chashash.
Shema pam achas putz l'rotiv. Should that chashash change for some reason?
No, same idea.
Very good.
But if you say that it's menahe l'vayot, maybe that was less of a good side.
Oh, so let's explain that. So if you hold a Shem Pam Achas Chutz L'Rotev, the Chashash is that because it is together with the Isser, so at some point it'll be separated from the rest of the Rotev. So it doesn't matter whether it's physically attached or not attached. At the end of the day, if you have a sheretz that's in a dog or a worm that's in an apple, it's going to go along with the Isser. The Heter is going to go along with the Isser. It's with it. It's in the proximity. It doesn't have to be physically attached to it. So the chashash of Shema Pam Achas Chutz L'Rotev would apply. You would have the Isser of Isser Davuk, and you would need shishim in the tapuach or in the dag tameh, in the dag, not dag tameh, dag tahar, against the sheretz. But if you hold that the reason why we are machmir by an Isser Davuk, by a physically attached item of Gidon Asher D'Yerech, is because of a svara of Mimahir Livloa, now yesh ladun. There's a very valid argument to say that perhaps the svar d'oraisa that says that in the sinas tam of Isser will be nosing tam first into the immediate content of Heter only applies from something that was physically attached from its inception, because there's a natural affinity between the content of Isser and the content of Heter. They grew together. They were born together. They were incepted together. But if something is just incidentally placed inside of Heter, it's a foreign object, a sheretz, a tolas, that happened to be a foreign object that was incidentally, circumstantially, inside the dag tameh, the dag tahor, or the apple, there could be a svara to say that the svara of Maher Livloa would not be applicable because there's no additive affinity between the Isser and the Heter. And this talk is a machlokas aposkin. The Taz says, I paskin like Shema Chutz L'Rotev, and therefore there is Isser Davuk. And the Chavos Das argues and says, no, I operate with the second side of Mimahir Livloa, and there should be a kula here that we should not apply the svar of Mimahir Livloa, because perhaps the tzad of the svar of Mimahir Livloa only applies to that which is physically attached to it, something that is naturally connected to it from its inception. But something which is circumstantially, incidentally placed inside of it, that should not make it a svar to Mimahir Livloa into it. So the second afkamina is the opposite. Shema pam achas turns out to be a chumrah, whereas the svara of Mar Levloa turns out to be a kula. And this is the Machlokes Poskim, and the Chavos Das mamash spells it out. He roots it in the second side of Mar Levloa. Hey, Kamadi, where are you?
I'll be honest with you, thinking about other things today.
Other things, okay, it's okay. Sorry. You can. Every step of the way is a sequential analysis, so you don't have to be holding everything. I always repeat myself. So let's go sequential. Don't go projected, go sequential. Fine. Okay, we'll go over it afterwards as well.
I actually listened to you again. So
okay.
I was okay,
no problem. Okay, so that was nafkamin number two. So the Har Tzvi, or Sax's great grandfather, in Yoredeh Simon Pei Zion, brings a practical application of these two nafkaminas, which will help us explain even more. He was once asked the following shaila: a woman took a pot of potatoes and water. And she was making a fleishik soup, and she decided to take a tzavar of an oaf, a chicken neck, which is edible, and she placed stuffing inside of the chicken, the tzavar ha'oaf. Stuffing. Now, instead of using margarine, which is parv, I just learned, she used butter, she used dairy, she used a dairy butter and she didn't realize. So now she has a dairy butter that is enveloped in the tzavar ha'uf, in her pot. So she went to the Har Tzvi and wanted to know, what should I do? I definitely have 60 in the rotave against the dairy butter, but I don't have 60 against both the tzavar ha'uf and the dairy butter. She would be choshesh for iser davuk in this case, because a dairy butter, pashtus will be, is, so to speak, enveloped in the tzavar ha'uf. And if we hold a chanan, bashari surim, because this is basar uf, so it's derabanan, so the basar, it'll be chanan, and you need shishim against the entire thing based on iser davuk. So should we apply iser davuk here or not? So says the Har Tzvi, well, let's chazer up, not from your number one, not from your number two. If you go with the first sad of Shem Pam Achas Chutz L'Rotev, we'll have a kula. Because Oph and Chalav is Derabanan. So I don't have to be Choshesh for Isser Davak by Isser Derabanan, Oph and Chalav. And even if you want to go with Bimahir Livloa, we will again have a kula. Because Nafkin number two said there was a kula when it's not physically attached. And since the Chalav, the dairy stuffing, is not physically attached to the Tzavar HaOph, we will not say the svara of Mimahir Livloa. Rather, we will say a kula that there will not be Isser Davak. And that was the starting point of the Har Tzvi's analysis. Basically, to take nafkamina number one and nafkamina two, and it's a kula on both accounts, because either svar you go with, you will have a kula. A, it's a derabanan. You have a shema pam achas doesn't apply. And B, memar levlo doesn't apply unless it's physically attached. That was his starting point, and that would be just chazer, basically nafkamina number one and nafkamina number two in this application. That was all the Har Tzvi's starting point of analysis. But then the Har Tzvi says, one second, the Tuv Tam V'Das, or Shlomo Kluger, and other poskim say that this case of the dairy stuffing being surrounded by the Tzavar HaOf is worse than the case of the Dag Tamei and the apple. And when we discuss, when we analyze this for 1 minute, we'll understand a more refined vision of the initial reason why we say Mimahir Levloa by Yisro Dalek. Says the Har Tzvi, it's true. Lefi the Shem Pam Achas Chutz L'Rotev, Isser Derabanan, no Isser Davak. But within the Mahir Livloa, we can clare again. We can clare within that. Because, what was the reason why we applied Isser Davak by the Yerach HaGir Anoshe? We can understand it in two ways, within the Mahir Livloa. The Chavos Das understood that the reason why we apply Isser Davak by Yerach HaGir Anoshe is because they're physically attached from its inception. And the koach of Mimahir Livloa comes from the fact that it's naturally attached to one another. Midin, naturally. Naturally, you were born together. Midin nature. So according to the Chavos Das, anytime you have a natural attachment, that's when we apply Mimahir Livloa. So according to him, there'd be no chilek. Whether it's a dag, it's not natural, so no Isser Davak. Or even by the oaf case, in this case right over here, it's not natural. She stuffed the dairy stuffing into the oaf. She stuffed it in. It's not natural. So in either of these cases, we will not apply the svara of Mimahir Livloa. That was the initial hargasha of the Har Tzvi. But says the Har Tzvi, or Shlomo Kluger, didn't understand Mimahir Livloa the same way as the Chavos Das. And therefore, he's going to make a chilek. That case will be usser. This case will be mutter. But this case you can't extend to that it also is mutter. Why? Because the reason, this is what Crane was touching on before, the reason why we say Gilanoshe is no satama to the Yerach first, the Mimahir Livloa, is not based on the fact that they're naturally together from their inception, but it's because there's no access to the Gilanoshe. The Rotev, in order for the Gilanoshe to get to the Yerach, the Gilanoshe has to first traverse the Yerach. Because it is not accessible to the Rotev, the Gilanoshe has to first traverse the Yerach in order to get to the Rotev. That's why the Yerach is always in the way of the Mimahir Livloa. And so, but however, when it comes to the Dag Tamei and the apple, since it's open on one side, it's not true that the only way for the Sheretz to get to the Dag Tamei is through the Dag Tamei, because the Rotev has access into the Dag Tamei and to the worm and the apple through the opening that it has. However, says the Tuv Tam V'Das, or Shlomo Kluger, if it's mukaf mikol hatzadim, like the case of Oph, it's mukaf, and that's no different than the case of Gilanoshe, and we would apply the principle of Mimahir Livloa. That was a mouthful. One more time. According to the Chavos Das, again, Isser Davak, everyone agrees, is usser over there by Yerach and Gilanoshe. We wanted to say also that everyone agrees
then in this case, it's mutter. There's no Isra Davuk because of Marlavo doesn't apply to this middle case. The question is, does it apply over here or not? So according to the Chavis Das, the nature, the reason why we say Mamar Levlo in the original case is because it's naturally connected to one another. So according to that Svara, Mamar Levlo, Asr Davuk applies to Gid Anasha and Yerech, but it will never apply to anything that is circumstantial or incidental or foreign. A dog tame, a dog with a sheret, foreign entity. Oaf with dairy stuffing, foreign entity. Nothing natural about that. However, the Tuv Tamadas makes a split, a splice. He says as follows, the reason why Mamar Levlo is Asr in that case is not because of the natural affinity between the Yerech and the Gid Anasha, but it's because the Gid Anasha has to traverse the Yerech first in order to get to the Rotev. So there's no access to the Rotev. It's surrounded on all sides. Oh, if it's surrounded on all sides, that's what we say in Mamar Levlo. So this case will be Mutter because it's not surrounded on all sides. But this case, Taka, will be Asr. The Hartz Feast case will be Usr because the oaf is surrounding the dairy stuffing on all sides. So we did two nafkaminas, the application of the Hartz Feast, and within the Hartz Feast, we're having two different visions of Mamar Levlo. I'm losing you guys. Okay, let's finish up. Let's wrap it up. And let me finish up. I only have 1 minute left. I think this needs a chazara. Ooh, okay, sorry about that. Let's just do one last. No, should I give it up? No, not one more.
Record,
yeah,
record.
It's a recording.
Right.
Yeah,
record.
But I want you to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll speak. Okay. I'll try to say a joke. Zora, maybe you'll say a joke. Okay. I feed off of you guys, so if I'm not sure if you're following, then it's not. Okay, fine. We'll do one more for the recording. Hopefully, if you're chaz, you can ask me a question tomorrow or tonight.
It's for Shia.
It's for Shia. Okay. Last nafkamina is a gishmak nafkamina. The fourth nafkamina is, do we apply the concept of Isser Davuk by Kavosh? We've been talking about Bishol this entire time. But what about Kavosh? We know that one of the methods of travel is Kavosh, where you have a chaticha of Isser or Heter, it doesn't make a difference, that is in a rotev. If it lasts there for 24 hours, the Isser will be able to give off its bliyas into the rotev because it's saturated for 24 hours. We had a whole shiur on that last year, the lumdus behind that. That's the method of Kavosh. So what about an Isser Davuk with Kavosh? You have a chaticha of heter, Gid Anasha, same thing as the Yerech, but we're not doing cooking now, we're doing Kavosh. We're just putting it into rotev of heter for 24 hours. Do you need a shear bittel in the Yerech, or can I use the rest of the pot? Do we apply Isser Davuk or not? So listen to this. The Minchas Yaakov says, in Klal Gimel Sif Katan Bez, and the Prima Gadim, Badei Shulchan, all say, why should we mechalik between Bishol and Kavosh? Of course, we apply Isser Davuk also by Kavosh. No reason not to. No matter what svar you want to give, Shem Pamachas of Zerotev, or if you give Emayr Levla, they both should technically apply. It may be separated from the Tarovas, and it will travel quicker to that which is attached to it. Comes along Liyad Yehuda and says, no. Let's analyze it a little bit more. According to both reasons, we can argue that there should not be Isser Davuk, says Liyad Yehuda. Why? Because if you work with Shem Apam, listen to this. If you work with Shem Apam Achas Chutz LeRotev, then what is that? What are you being choshish for? That the Yerech with the Gid Anasha was found at one point outside of the Rotev. By Bishol, if it's Rosachas, that'll do something. But by Kavosh, you have completely undermined the entire method of Kavosh. You took it out of the Rotev. So there is no Kavosh anymore. So there should be no reason for the Bliyas to even hurt you because nothing's going to happen. You take it out of the Rotev, you just took away the Kavosh. You need 24 hours. And if you go with the second side of Memahar Levloa, listen to this, this gets a little bit more nuanced. If you go with the second side of Memahar Levloa, let's be a little bit more clear. By Memahar Levloa, by Bishol, you have all the conditions of transfer of Bliyas in place. You have heat. Rotev is just needed to make sure it goes throughout the Tarovis. But even without Rotev, heat transfers Bliyas, at least a Klipa and a Tila. Rotev is just there to make it go throughout the Tarovis. But by Kavosh, the Rotev itself is necessary for the Koach HaHaflata. The way for the Bliyas to actually transfer is through the Rotev itself. The means of transfer is through the Rotev. It's the Koach that softens up the solid piece in order for it to transfer. So says the Yad Yehuda, there can be a very solid argument to say that when I'm using the Rotev itself for the transfer, then of course I'm allowed to use the rest of the rotev as part of my cheshbon of shir bittel, because the only way for the mimahar levoah to happen is with the rotev. So if I'm using the rotev, how can I deny the fact that I'm using, that I have to use the rest of the rotev? Let me use the rest of the rotev for my shir bittel. I need the rotev itself for the koach haflata of the blias of Isser. Mashenki, when it comes to bishul, I don't need the rotev to be mafut with the blias. That's natural because of heat. The rotev is just there to make it go bekula. Mashenki by kavash. So the Michas Yaakov, those who are machmir, definitely cannot be holding of pamachas chutz the rotev. They're probably holding of Mimahar Levoah, and they're having this nuanced machlokas. When you use the rotev for the koach haflata, does that take away from the fact that we can apply the principle of Isser Davuk? Those were the fourth nafkamina. Just bottom line, Psak Halacha, for the Poskei Sarad, for the Beit Yosef, the Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, and Kofav, that we do not apply the principles of Isser Davuk. The Pri Chadash, the Kaf HaChaim, the Shulchan Gavoa, the Machzik Bracha, the Zivchei Tzedek, the Yaakov Yosef, all reject the Svara and the principle of Isser Davuk. Mashi'ink in the Poskei Ashkenaz, sorry, the Darche Moshe, the Ramah, the Taz, the Gra, the Chachmas Adam, and the Aruch HaShulchan all maintain, yes, Isser Davuk, and in terms of what pshat we go with in Isser Davuk, with Lefida Ashkenaz, Darche Moshe and the Taz bring Shem HaMachas Chutz Lerotiv, and the Shach and the Gra bring Mimahar Levloah. Have a wonderful Shabbos. The Badei HaShulchan says that Lefida Ashkenaz, then we should be Machmer for both reasons. So all the Nafkaminas knock out the kulas, they're all the chumrah, because you have to be mafra for both reasons, the fi'ah Ashkenazim. Okay, 30 a minute, we'll have v'hu rachum.